So let me give you a quiz.
Okay.
You're fishing and an alligator shows
up. I'm fishing? Hang on a minute. I'm fishing?
Yeah, you're out fishing.
Okay, first of all, that's never going to happen.
Let's say the world ends and you have to catch your own. Play along.
You're all right, fishing. Fine. I'm fishing.
You're fishing and an alligator shows up and starts to chase you.
Uh-huh.
Do you A, run away? Do you B, climb a tree? Or do you back up while you shoot video of the gator trip and fall towards the gator and then follow you back to the water saying, come here, boy?
The way you read that, I'm guessing the person did see, but I would, I'm a runner. I run away from everything. I hear a car backfire. I'm like, get down. I'm a nervous Nelly.
Mm-hmm.
So runaway is always the answer for me. Always.
So if you see an alligator, the first thing you do is run away or climb a tree or get the hell out of there.
If I see a bee, I run away.
Yeah. So this guy's fishing.
I ran away from a cat recently.
Having a good time fishing.
Fishing, uh-huh.
Maybe he caught a fish. Oh, maybe I caught a fish. I should. But no.
Seems like he caught something.
I don't think that's a fish. That looks like a big-ass alligator. So
where? How can you see an alligator already?
You will see an alligator in just... See, there he is.
Okay,
you can
see his fishing
head.
Rod.
Careful here.
You can see his head over there going, hi, how are you doing? Hey.
Oh, I see. Was he got a GoPro on or something?
Yeah, so now the alligator sees him and starts
and
to
coming up after
chase
him. That alligator's fast. The alligator's
falls.
Running really fast.
He trips and falls. There's the alligator.
Well,
okay, you see the alligator. And you see, it looks like it's at the end of the guy's fishing rod. Is the alligator, is that what he caught?
No, the alligator is just, it's not on the end of the string at all. It's just gonna go eat the guy.
Okay, it's coming to eat the guy.
Right,
and it's running. This I can't believe how fast this alligator is.
Alligators are pretty fast if they're
it's
mad.
Pretty shocking. Yeah.
Right. So this guy falls, like you would see in a movie when you're being chased by a killer. You fall.
That's because he's worried about his camera.
So instead of continuing to run away, he gets up and runs towards the alligator.
No.
Wow.
Okay, the alligator's just sitting there now, and he's not running at this point. He's just in the middle of the woods.
Dude, he's walking
towards the alligator.
Get back.
It's not a dog.
I like how he's like, look at that. No, I don't want to look at that. I'm about to see you get eaten. Okay, now he's backing up a little bit, so he's not a total moron. He's only a half a moron. But now he's going back to see what happened to the alligator. I'm running, and the alligator's not chasing me.
He's going towards the alligator again.
Yeah, he's going towards the thing again. Why would you go back? Why wouldn't you just keep running?
So now he's chasing the alligator, who's walking back towards the water. He's behind the alligator.
Yeah, so the alligator's turned around and is now walking back towards the water. That looks like a dinosaur. That alligator's... That's a really weird-looking alligator.
All alligators, I say, are dinosaurs. I mean, that is a dinosaur.
Yeah, that's how you know dinosaurs were a thing. Because they're still alligators. Okay, so now he's walking back. We heard the alligator go into the water. That splash was the alligator going back into the water.
And I am out of here.
Doesn't look like it. Looks like you are. And then he finally turns around and leaves.
and he decides to go back to see if he can find the alligator again. No, when you see an alligator, you run. There's a reason why they get out of the waters, because there's a nest or their babies are there. You don't want to mess with those things.
Or they're hungry. You know, the one thing we keep hearing because of COVID, because people were, that's probably the Everglades in Florida. Nobody was on lockdown there. But the rest of the world was on lockdown. And because we were on lockdown, you know, the kind of, like, we would leave food out and things like that for bears and alligators to eat. We would you know, we're part of the ecosystem. So we were taken out of the ecosystem for months at a time. Mm-hmm. So there's all of these animals out there looking for food. Didn't you see those videos in like California where there were coyotes just walking around Los Angeles, just walking around? This is an alligator that's sort of a holdover that maybe was looking for food.
Yeah, people in Florida are pretty stupid when it comes to alligators. It's when I went on an alligator safari one time.
Okay, what is that even?
On one of those boats with the fan in the back.
Uh-huh.
And they take you to see alligators. That's the whole thing. It's like
an alligator island or something?
But there's alligators everywhere because it's Florida.
Okay.
So they'll go right up to the nest and start beating on the grass to try to get the alligator, and the alligator will show up and start to hiss. So they get mad, and they chase you just like that one did.
I'm guessing PETA doesn't like that sort of thing.
I don't think they care. I think PETA cares about cute things. I don't know.
Nah, they care about all animals. They care about alligators being, you know, rustling their nest. That would upset them.
That would. I thought they only like cute and furry things. And monkeys and chickens.
I don't know. I don't know anything about PETA. I was just guessing. I have no idea.
I don't think they care about ugly things. I don't think like raccoons and alligators, they care too much.
I think there's probably somebody at every PETA that cares about, like there's an alligator section. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? There's like
that's
a squirrel section.
Person, though.
There's like a bee section. There's a, you know, probably like a hornet section.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's somebody at PETA that cares about everything that lives.
Yeah, David said everything upsets PETA and he would know.
Yeah, that's true, because David is in the animal world.
He has more animals than anybody I know, so
yeah,
he probably deals with them all the time. Yeah. No, I thought they care about cats because they're cute and fluffy and puppies, but not alligators.